just want to share a few words. Before Lent this year, I was reading a book by the Eastern Orthodox theologian Alexander Schmemann. For those of you unfamiliar, the Orthodox have a very strict Lenten fast. And so the first week of Lent, they don't eat between Monday and Friday, which is pretty strict. And then it's one meal a day without oil or meat or any animal products or fish. So it's a very serious view of Lent. And so that's the context that he was writing this. And so I'm just going to read a few lines that were really moving to me, because it was one of those things that I realized his words were so much better than anything I could write. And I thought they would help in this beginning of the season. Repentance above everything else is a return to the genuine order of things, the restoration of the right vision. Repentance is not about just... Repentance is not just about saying sorry. It's about returning to a right relationship. It's like if you lie to someone, you look at them differently until you're reconciled, right? Like you don't, and you just build up and build up and build up. Or if someone you feel like is dishonest or you don't know, like you just act differently. And repentance is coming back to the right order, connection with each other. Schmemann goes on, it is not easy to reject a petty ideal of life, made up of daily cares, of search for material good and security and pleasure, for an ideal life in which nothing short of perfect is the goal. The world, through all its media, says, be happy, take it easy, follow the broad way. Christ in the gospel says, choose the narrow way, fight and suffer, for this is the road to the only genuine happiness. And unless the church helps, how can we make that awful choice? How can we repent and return to the glorious promise given us each year at Easter? And I loved this because it's so important to remember that Lent is not just about each of us as an individual. It's about us as the body of Christ. So if you choose to take a Lenten fast, if you choose to give up something, it's not just this individual choice and action. It is something with all of us. For when all of us turn away from sin, we are all enhanced in that and all grow in connection to Christ. Schmemann continues, in the Orthodox teaching, sin is not only the transgression of a rule leading to punishment, it is always a mutilation of life given to us by God. Sin is not just doing something wrong, sin harms us. When we hurt another person, it harms us to our core. It mutilates us. And this reminds me of the parable of the sower, when Jesus tells of the man who is spreading seed, and he was spreading seed on the rocky soil. And I think about the rocky soil as us when we've hardened ourselves to others or hardened ourselves to God. And the birds come and just peck it off. And then the sower spreads the seed among the weeds, and the weeds overcome it. And I think that's when we're too overstretched and we're doing too many things. And even though we're going to church and doing these other things, it gets consumed by everything else in our life. And then he spread it on the good soil. And I'm not a good gardener, but I've done it before. And to get good soil, you got to do some work. You got to till it. And tilling hurts if you're the soil. It's not very pleasant. Sometimes you need to add some nitrogen. Also not very pleasant. Nitrogen really tears up my skin. If you're the weedy soil, you got to dig in there and dig all the weeds out. And that's not pleasant. But that's kind of what Lent is. Lent is preparing us as good soil to bear fruit for Jesus. It is costly to be tilled by God. But it is only then that we can bear fruit. Schmemann says, Lent is the liberation of our enslavement to sin from the prison of the world. And the conditions for this are as follows. The first is fasting. Fasting is the refusal to accept the desires and urges of our fallen nature as normal. the effort to free ourselves from the dictatorship of flesh and matter over the spirit. And the second is just as important and is often ignored. The second condition is forgiveness. The triumph of sin, the main sign of sin's rule in this world, is division, opposition, separation, and hatred. And we see this so often today. Therefore, the first break through this fortress of sin is forgiveness, is a return to unity, solidarity, and love. To forgive is to put between me and my enemy the radiant forgiveness of God himself. Schmemann continues, what then is fasting for us Christians? It is our entrance and participation in that experience of Christ himself, in which he liberates us from the total dependence on food, matter, and the world. It is entering into solidarity with Christ. I mean, it is important to remember that the Lenten fast is not a cleanse diet. Fasting is a lot in the media today. It's like it's not preparation for surgery. That's the other time I hear people talk about fasting. It's, oh, I got a fast tonight. I'm going to get in surgery tomorrow. But that's not what it's talking about with Lent. The goal is not self-actualization. You're not trying to just be your best self now. You're trying to grow closer to God. So often what the world sees as your best self is pride risen to the top of you. Your best self in Jesus Christ is humble, is meek, is poor in spirit, is what Jesus says in the Beatitudes. We should not ignore the challenges of fasting nor speak glibly of it. But it's also important to remember that fasts aren't just for some people and not for others. It's not that it's easy for other people to fast and it's hard for me, so I'm not going to do it. We do not fast for God as a sacrifice for God. God gives us the fast for our own benefit. In the same way, we don't earn our salvation. We experience grace through this. And this is, and Schmemann continues. After all this is said, one must still remember that however limited our fasting, if it is true fasting, it will lead to temptation, weakness, doubt, and irritation. Now he's speaking again to people who are doing either an absolute fast or just one meal a day. And yeah, and so if I'm hungry, I get pretty irritated. I don't know about you. But that's what he's saying, that this is part of it. In other terms, it will be a real fight. And probably we shall fail many times. But the very discovery of Christian life as fight and effort is the essential aspect of fasting. A faith which has not overcome doubts and temptation is seldom a real faith. Too many people start fasting with enthusiasm and give up after the first failure. I would say that it is at this first failure that the real test comes. If after having failed and surrendered to our appetites and passions, we start all over again and do not give up no matter how many times we fail, sooner or later, our fasting will bear fruit. It's spiritual fruit. Between holiness and disenchanted cynicism lies the great and divine virtue of patience. Patience, first of all, with ourselves. Because there is no shortcut to holiness. But in that, we should remember that the purpose of Lent is not to force on us a few formal obligations, but to soften our heart. To soften our heart so that it may open itself up to the realities of the Spirit, to experience the hidden thirst and hunger for communion with God. For those of you here on Sunday, I spoke of how one of the reasons for Lent is Easter is such an amazing event that we can't just wake up and do it. We have to prepare, or else it'll just drift by like any other day. We are here to prepare with you. There are multiple opportunities to continue to grow deeper to God in this season. There are opportunities on Wednesday night with the soup and prayer, on Saturday afternoon with the Creed Bible study, with the prayer services during the week. with Sunday worship, this is a time to go deeper into yourself. If you would like to talk to me about your relationship with God, about how you can, what is a good fast for you? What is something that you need to let go? Please contact me. If you'd like to talk to Pastora Teresa, she would love to have that conversation about how we together can grow deeper. The burden is not on you. We are together going on this journey towards Easter. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.